Shorthand speed dictation, 120 words a minute, lesson number 4, starting now. It is hard to believe that a place so full of tradition and order as the City of London can be changing, and at what seems to be a greatly increasing pace. Yet that is what appears to be happening. Over the past 2 years, the signs have been evident both in the physical appearance of the city and in the workings of its complex financial machinery. About the first, there can be few doubts. Anyone returning to the city for the first time in only 2 years cannot fail to be impressed with the rate at which new buildings have sprung up. The area around St. Paul's is at last springing to life again. Among other changes, the Bank of England has a large new building. In short, the face of the city is again being refashioned. It is true that to stand on the steps of the Royal Exchange is still to see the city seen as it has been for many years, but a short walk will reveal many new and imposing buildings. All this means rather more than a change in the scene. To individual banks and institutions, it also provides the opportunity to introduce more attractive and better working conditions. In some cases, the question of whether to move outside the City of London altogether has been seriously considered. The advantages are many, but the nearness to almost every other type of financial institution which a head office in the city gives is something that few firms have yet decided to give up. Only two large institutions have firmly moved out of the inner circle of the city to establish their main headquarters in the country. The pulling power of the city, with its variety of business houses and markets, remains as strong as ever. If the face of the city is changing with the years, so is its general outlook. For long enough, the city's leading institutions have got on with their job of supplying what is really an international service, providing finance and insurance for world trade and operating shipping, gold and markets, generally with turnovers larger than in any other centre. End of part 1.